Leela, people aren't aware that there's a long history of rowing here in Cincinnati that goes back to the 1980s. Tell us about the rowing community in this area.
Actually, we have a lot of rowing in the Cincinnati area. There are several high school teams. Cincinnati Country Day has their own team. There's the Cincinnati Juniors, which are housed on the Licking River. They share a boathouse with the community rowers, Cincinnati Rowing Club. And then out at East Fork State Park, we have Claremont Crew, which is both high school and master rowing, which is not an indication of skill. It's just an indication that you're over the age of 22.
Well, how did you become involved in rowing?
Our son actually got involved as a sophomore in high school. He came home and started talking about how they had come to Batavia High School and had demonstrated this sport, and he wanted to try it. So we waited the 2 weeks before the first day, and we took him over there, and he pretty much rowed every day after that for 3 years until he graduated from high school.
So really stuck with him.
He really stuck with him. And then we got sucked into it by being parent volunteers. The gentleman that was running the club at the time went to Detroit and came back, stood up at a meeting and said, we'll host this huge regatta. And he came to me and said, I want you to run it. He said, it's just like a big party. You have a dry side and a wet side, and there's going to be 1,800 high school kids showing up here next May. So I started running the regatta, and I just stayed with it.
And as far as the sport itself goes, what do you find attractive about it?
It's just a beautiful, beautiful sport. It's a full body workout. It's low or no impact. And it's the only sport that you can win sitting on your butt going backwards. It's also just a beautiful, beautiful sport. It's very kinetic. It's a total team sport. If you don't have eight kids in a boat, you know, rowing at the same time, following the leader, your boat doesn't go anywhere. So it is totally a team sport.
When did the Claremont Crew establish its boathouse out at East Fork State Park?
Around 2000. There's been rowing at East Fork State Park for a long time, pretty much since the lake was formed. There was collegiate rowing back in the 90s, and I've heard rumors that they actually had some Olympic trials there. The sprint course, which is a permanent course that's out there, has been utilized for decades, literally.
Now, for the last 8 years, you've been organizing one of the largest rowing regattas in the country, the Midwest Scholastic Rowing Championship. Why did you decide to start the Head of the Hidden Dragon Regatta last year?
Well, if you remember, 2 years ago, we had, 14 inches of rain in April? East Fork State Park, the Harsha Lake, is a Corps of Engineers flood control lake, so they held all the water from that 14 inches of rain in the lake, and we were 40 feet over pool. So our boathouse, which sits up on a hill, had 9 feet of water in it. There was literally too much water. It's probably the first time that a regatta has been canceled for too much water. There was no place to hold the regatta. It was all underwater. So for years, people have been coming to the beach at Harsha Lake and racing, which is sprint racing. You line 7 boats up, you shoot them down a race course, and whoever gets to the finish of the 2,000 meters first wins. In the fall, they have what they call head-style racing, which I refer to as NASCAR on the water, because each boat has a unique number and a unique start time. And until everybody in the race finishes, which is 5,000 meters or about 3 miles, and whoever does the course in the fastest time wins. So we, as a rowing club, have always rowed in the eastern part of the lake through these curves and bends. And we'd go out rowing, and we'd go out to practice, and we'd go, you know, this would make a great head race. And then when we had to cancel a regatta because of the flooding, kind of hurt us financially. So it was like, well, if we're going to do it, this is the time to do it, to try to make up some revenue. So we started the Head of the Hidden Dragon.
Now, the Hidden Dragon part of the name, how did you come up with that?
Well, because people have been coming to Harsha, to the beach, for decades, and sprint racing, they have no idea what was hidden in the other part of the lake, so we kind of called it our hidden jewel. And then if you look at a map of Harsha Lake, kind of turn your head to the side and squint, you can see that it's kind of shaped like a dragon. So that's why we called it the Head of the Hidden Dragon.
I enjoyed watching rowing during the Olympics, and I'm sure a lot of people enjoyed watching that event as well. How does the Head of the Hidden Dragon differ from the kind of racing that you see in the Olympics? I think your description was a sprint race versus a NASCAR race.
Right. Sprint racing is when they line the boats up, and then head racing is basically a timed race, and it's much longer. Sprint racing is only 2,000 meters. I had races 5,000 meters.
So we were seeing sprint racing in the Olympics more often.
Right. Sprint racing primarily is a spring and summer event, and in the fall is when they do head racing.
And this is a regatta with a Halloween twist?
Yes. We encourage the teams to dress up. There's a 5K run. We just try to make it a festival. We're trying to bring awareness to rowing. We're trying to bring awareness to Claremont County and the beautiful things that are there. I have local vendors come in so that people from out of town, when they come to East Fork, that they see that it's an awesome place to live and work.
Why did you decide to have both a rowing competition and a 5K run walk?
Well, rowers run for endurance, but runners don't necessarily row. So we're trying to get those people that already have that endurance built up to maybe spark an interest in rowing and to bring awareness of rowing to the community.
But what are the dates and times for the event?
It is October 27th. The sprint race is at 9 o'clock. Rowing will start at 10. We have a lot of interest from outside teams this year, so I think it's going to be a lot bigger than it was last year. We have people coming from Pittsburgh and Indianapolis. University clubs are coming. It's junior racing, masters racing, and collegiate racing.
So, Lila, what's the registration deadline?
For rowing, it'll be Monday, October 22nd. For runners, we'll take registration right up to the time the race starts.
Thanks, Lila.
You're welcome.
Lila Spriggs is regatta coordinator for the Claremont crew. You can also find a link to more information about the head of the Hidden Dragon at WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Mark Haney.